This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
I feel like I'm on a Zoom with Steve Jobs right now.
I'm wearing a black t-shirt.
Sell Raymond Santiago on the new iPhone.
There's nothing I can do to sell Santiago on the iPhone.
Listen, if Steve Jobs can't do it, it can't be done.
We all have iPhones. You have now made a mockery of the group chat.
You notice the droid guy. That's who you are.
He's the dirty droid guy. Like the kid that doesn't shower in school. Don't go near him.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
The child that Dave speaks of, Aroma, may not bother him, but it's offensive to everybody else.
Exactly. You're the stinky droid guy.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, now the big 6 o'clock hour. It's DPHRO. It's Rothenberg. It's Santillo. And it's the stinky droid guy with you. Time for a little straight talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. All right, so I mentioned this a little bit on the air on Saturday, and there were very polarizing views. I'd like your take, and I think, as really disastrous as you are, and I think you are a mess of a guy, but I think you're a good man, and I think that you try to give honest assessment in life situations. Are you ready for the story?
I'm ready for the story. Let's go.
All right. So Friday night, and you know how stressed I was about this stupid game on Apple Plus. All right. I figure out a way upstairs. I'm now doing screen mirroring where I have the game on my phone and I get it mirrored onto the television watching the game. And Sherry calls down at, 7:45 and says, dinner's ready. I said, terrific. Go downstairs. Ben goes downstairs. Table's set. Dinner's ready. Brings it out. Beautiful. Okay? And now, the game is not on television, obviously, so I bring my phone with the game already on it, and I sit at the table, and I prop my phone on the salad dressing right in front of me. And we kind of start to, and she turns, she goes, are you kidding? I said, what's the matter? What do you mean? And she says, it's Friday night, we're having dinner as a family, and you prop your phone on the salad dressing to watch the game like this and you have the sound on? And I said, well, what do you mean? Like, I couldn't believe that she would say something like this. And she's like, it's bad enough that every night we have dinner, you have to have the TV on mute and you have the game on right behind me. But now you're bringing it to the table. I said, don't blame me. I said, blame Apple Plus. I said, it's not my fault. She goes, can you pause it? I said, first of all, I'm very anti-pausing games to begin with. Secondly, I don't know what happens here. This technology doesn't seem to be working at a very high level. I pause it. I might never get back to watch those moments of the game. So she says, at least can you turn the volume down? Turn the volume down. And she's annoyed throughout dinner. I can't believe you're doing this. I can't believe you're doing this. So where do you fall on who's right and who's wrong here?
All right, couple things. First of all, I can't believe the Steve Jobs just turned on Apple Plus. That's the first thing. Second is a question. Now, it doesn't matter for me what the night is, but do you normally, if whatever's on, Knicks, Rangers, Met, whatever, is the TV on during dinner?
Yes. Always.
Always.
Unless we eat prior to like a game being on. Right? If we eat at 6:30 and there's no game on yet, then the TV will not be on. But once the night of sports has begun, the games are on the television and they're muted. And that's the life we lead. That's how it works.
Okay, and you turn the game down, right? Correct? You turn the game down.
And on top of that, it's not like I was dialed into the game where I'm like, oh God, the 1-1. And like I'm watching the game, but having full conversation with the family aside from the game taking place on the salad dressing.
I don't like the fact that it's on the salad dressing. I think we should fix that.
Well, I had to prop it.
I get it. Maybe we do something. But what if someone needs the salad dressing for their salad? That's a little, that's inconvenient for people. Sherry's not going to like this. But I have to stay true to who I am. I think she's completely off base with this.
Really?
Completely off base. This is not your fault. No, if she's allowed the TV every single dinner.
The TV is part of our dinner staple,
well,
yes.
Now but the TV, so the Mets are on, which would normally be on the TV, but because it's Apple Plus, and they screwed everybody, now you have to use your phone. This is
no
not
choice.
On you. This is on Sherry. I'm sorry.
Wow. So you think she's just definitively wrong?
Definitively wrong. Yeah, there's no There's no other side of this.
Now, I think Don did something like this years ago, where he was at a dinner with big ESPN executives.
With the bosses. Yeah, with the bosses.
And he propped his phone on the table to watch some like meaningless hockey game.
Yeah, I think he was watching it on his lap. Like he was trying to like watch the hockey game while everyone was having dinner.
But he's with like the big wigs at ESPN. Because that, you know why? Because that's who Don is. Because that's Don. This is me. I'm not looking for
but different
five
though.
Course meal.
But this is, I don't think this is not apples to apples. I wouldn't use this as a good comparison. Because I think what Don did, yeah, he's true to himself, but that's not really appropriate. What you did is appropriate.
Within reason.
Well, what do you mean? It's the same as watching the TV, isn't it?
I thought so.
No, it is. Was there something during the day on Friday that you did to aggravate her?
I mean, that's certainly possible, but I don't think so, and she didn't make mention of that.
This feels like a pent up lashing out is what it feels like.
It's distinctly possible that I've done something that is, you know, gotten her ire now because I'm just doing any little thing that she becomes agitated, but I don't think so, and she didn't say that.
Yeah, I think she's off base with this one, and I love Sherry. I'm usually always on her side, but no, you can't. If the TV's always on every night during dinner, this is no different.
Yeah,
all you've done is adapt to the circumstances.
It's a mini TV.
But that's it. All you've done is adapt to the circumstances that you were given.
Right. This is not me. Blame Apple. Blame Tim Cook. Why did he have to get involved in the Major League Baseball package?
Maybe you walk upstairs in that outfit dressed up like Steve Jobs and you let her take out your frustrations on Steve.
He wears a turtleneck.
Blame it. That looks like a turtleneck. I can't even see your neck right now.
Neck! 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 He wears a turtleneck. Enough with Jobs! So sick of it. I'm mistreated at the office. Well, you stood up for me in one way, and then you just go right back to what you do. Why do you take shots at RJ for being little, huh?
I did
that
yesterday.
You gonna go there?
No, RJ hasn't said anything to me yet.
Well, he probably doesn't want to talk to you.
I did you a solid yesterday is what I did. I gave you such a substantial lead in the competition that you had free range to do whatever you wanted.
That's right. But I feel mean now because obviously it offends him and he feels badly about it and I don't want to go there.
No, you can't offend him. Yeah, he's offended me. This is not
how did he offend you?
Because it's not just one time that he can't do something. Like he's got other plans. This is every single time he has something planned.
Weren't you guys just yelling at each other? Go back to that.
No, because he's right. You don't want to make plans with us, and now every time we're going to be close to plans, oops, there's a wedding.
Don't be mad at me because you're pumping the volume of Apple Plus at the dinner table, and now you've been chastised by your wife.
Oh, he's on Sherry's side. See this, Dave?
For God's sakes, enough with Jobs!
You don't think the volume was a little...
you take her side in this?
I only in one thing. I think the volume was aggressive.
I think you're right.
That's it.
But when the volume was brought up as discussion, popped it right down.
That's a concession. I think that's okay.
Popped it right down, and then again, it was full conversation. How was your week? Now you guys are on vacation. What do you want to accomplish over vacation? You know, how many baseball games do you have? What are you doing, Alex, next week? It was full conversation as the Mets game is going on the phone.
Do you think maybe if it were Gary, Ron, and Keith, she would have been okay? You think Apple Plus just pushed it over the edge?
No, I don't think she knows, and I don't think she cares. I don't think the level of announcer has any impact on her life. I think the fact that there is sports, you don't understand. We have sports on in this house more than a sports bar. It is non-stop. But I'll say this. That's what she signed on for.
She knew going into it.
She knew.
You left her during your second date. You left her to go watch a game you had no real interest in.
Oh, come on. I look back and it was the right decision. That Miami-Ohio State double overtime national championship game, that was a big game.
I know, but this is your... I mean, you probably had money bet on it, first of all. And second of all, it's your future wife. You knew the second you saw her that you wanted to marry her.
Right, so if I knew we were going to get married, then what's 10 minutes to go watch the end of a game?
I will say too, RJ, I get chastised for this too. Like, there's something called multitasking. If I have the volume on so I can hear it, I don't have to be as dialed in watching it and I can do other things around the dinner table. Now I can listen and also have conversations other places.
I'm just glad everyone is on my side in this.
I'm not sure RJ is, but I am, for sure.
No, it sounds like once the volume went down, are you on my side?
Yeah, I'm totally okay with that. Even if the volume were still up, but so only really it was in your little bubble. As long as it's not overtaking the dinner table conversation.
I don't think we've ever had everyone agree with me over Sherry in any kind of a battle like this.
Could you imagine? I mean, Sherry wouldn't have a leg to stand on. That's like a flat screen TV for RJ, that iPhone.
Why?
RJ's actually got the iPhone hung on his... mounted on his wall. His
he's got like 40 iPhones.
Wow, look.
And Raymond would go over to his house and be like, what are these things on the wall? Those are iPhones, Ray.
See, he just lashes out because he doesn't know what it's like to have
you're the stinky droid guy.
These dinner conversation experiences. His dinner is lunch, and then he goes to sleep at 4 o'clock.
No, stop it. It's an early dinner. Will you stop it?
You've got too much energy right now. That's the
what time was dinner last night? What time was dinner?
We had dinner at 5 last night.
5 o'clock.
Nice little 5 o'clock dinner, yeah.
5 Pacific.
5 o'clock. A little lunch dinner.
What time is lunch at your home?
All the kids are at school having lunch. I probably
after the
have lunch.
Show.
Yeah, after the show. No, like around noonish.
You have lunch. You have dinner at 5.
That's a nice time to eat dinner.
I mean, Miami is calling you.
Oh, I can't wait. I got the white Velcro sneakers.
Oh, you're gonna be terrific in Miami.
Right down to the villages. Right down to the villages.
Cass, I met the loveliest people today. They invited us over and said, make sure you bring your car keys.
Yeah, I noticed this blue loofah on a tree, and they invited me right in.
Right in. And that, my friends, is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise whatsoever. We will not compromise. Vic, I hope he's not still, was on the George Washington Bridge. Vic, are you still on the bridge?
Nah, I'm way past it now. I'm back. I'm in Manhattan now.
Good.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
So check it, man. I've been sitting here analyzing this thing, and I think we have a New York team ownership problem. I don't think the Knicks or the Yankees, you know, they don't do enough to embrace and show loyalty to their players. I mean, we had a second coming of a core four, and the only guy left is Judge. And now we're fighting over a couple million bucks that he already made for them because he was like the number one selling jersey for how many years in a row? And how many years did they have him for the cheap? You know what I'm saying? And now they're fighting, and now they don't want to resign him and show that they're loyal to him. I mean, sometimes these people know, New York fans is a loyal fan. And if the teams don't show loyalty to their players, then the fans are going to show the same respect to the players. I mean, a couple years ago, Giancarlo Stanton was on the bench. They didn't even want to play him. It was like his career was over. And then he has a good series, and now he's like, oh, my God, Giancarlo Stanton. But, like, teams don't do enough to support their players and show loyalty to their players. This is where I feel George Steinbrenner is missed in New York because he was a guy that personalized the teams.
Well, the deal get done. Like right, Vic? Huh? That's the truth, and thanks for the phone call. Is if George Steinbrenner was the owner of the Yankees and still in charge here, the deal would be done.
Well, which is sometimes a good thing and sometimes a bad time.
Correct.
A bad thing.
Right, yeah, it's a pick your poison.
Yeah. Because sometimes that's the problem with owners sometimes, is they get emotionally attached to players.
Right, and sometimes deals would get done with George Steinbrenner that were not good deals.
Exactly right. I mean, the same thing happens in Dallas with the Cowboys and Jerry Jones.
Feels like they're, and Santiago brought this up, and he's right. This feels very Dak Prescott-y to me.
Well, yeah, but I mean, again, like I understand big market teams. Like, they don't have to do what the Pirates just did or what Tampa has to do with Wander Franco. Like, they don't have to do that because they can say, why would I assume that risk? Like, give this guy a long-term deal when, you know, I can have him prove to us that, you know, he can stay healthy, he can produce, and then when the time comes to pay him, because we're the Yankees, we'll pay him.
Then pay him.
Well, exactly, and that's the point.
Yes. Then get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
How good would this be? You and I do an Apple Plus game.
I think it would be a thousand million times better than what
I think it'd be great. And if they wanted to have some fun, we could do like a stump Rothenberg midway through the game.
There's a million different things we could do. Cuddle Mary Trashes during the game.
Right. We could have the roast during the game.
Do you like apples?
Big. The roast would be big during the games.
The roast would be huge. The top of the morning roast, you could have free range, I guess it wouldn't be radio, but free range, you know, moments during the game.
Yeah, we put in the work too. Like that, I mean, especially, I mean, with your memory, it wouldn't even have to be a Mets game. It could be any game.
Oh no, we could do any game. We would be all studied up, all buttoned up. Who do we have to have call Apple to get this done?
Well, I think you could call. I mean, dress the way you're dressed. I think you should call.
Here we go. Is this going to be the theme of the day?
Maybe throw on some glasses and FaceTime. They're like, oh my God, it's Steve Jobs.
For God's sakes, enough with Jobs.
He's back. That would be fun, though. That really would be fun.
I would love to do that. And we could have RJ and Ray there. Behind the scenes stuff. Although I'd like to, I mean, they have three people packed in there. We could have those guys rotating.
I did the NYPD FDNY game.
Yes.
At the that when I got
the benches, right?
And I got to stand between the benches. It was awesome. Awesome. What a great experience.
And was it fun from a broadcasting perspective?
Yes. Through the game with Don. So that was the first time I had ever done that before.
Now, did Don do the game by himself and then you were between the benches?
Don did the play-by-play. You know, I had the headset on and then he would come to me like I was doing like the color from the bench, inside the bench.
Gotcha. So you were like doing the color and in a lull at during the action, you would also kind of take it and say, I'm down here between the benches and, you know, O'Reilly did this and blah, blah, blah. Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Nice. All right. So tonight, 7 o'clock, win, move on, lose. Now you're in a single elimination game. Now here's the thing, and I was just confirming this with RJ. If the Nets lose tonight, they would then host a game on Friday. Even if they win that game, they would have to have the turnaround and go up to Boston for a game on Sunday.
No.
If you're the Nets, you don't want to mess around with...
No.
What do you mean no?
No. If they lost this game and won the next game, they'd be the 8th seed and play Miami.
All right.
Yes. So okay. They win,
same,
they play
same
Boston.
Same point, though, that they would have a turnaround from Friday to Sunday.
And
right?
Can you imagine? Just imagine this for a quick second. It's they somehow lose tonight, which I don't think they will.
I don't think they will either.
And then that game, that second game is against
Trae Young
and the Hawks.
Which you'd think it probably would be, right?
I mean, that would be. To see Trae Young try to knock out Brooklyn, that would be must-see TV.
And last time they went up against each other, Trae Young went bananas, and Atlanta won that game. So, yeah, so Brooklyn can make it much easier on themselves. Go out there tonight, you're better than Cleveland, win that game, and then if you win that game, it's Boston on Sunday. So you're off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You lose this game, you're home for one game. You lose that game, you're done. You win that game, now you get Saturday off, and then you travel to Miami for a game on Sunday. That's not what you're looking for.
No, and I think that, I mean, if you were to choose which team you would want to play, I would imagine you'd probably want to play Boston as opposed to Miami.
I think that's fair. But there's no easy road for Brooklyn.
No, absolutely not. I mean, not having Robert Williams is big for Boston, but you still, I mean, that's...
I mean, how you shut down Tatum? That'd be my question.
Well, Tatum, Brown, yeah. I mean, that's Marcus Smart. I mean, more importantly, I mean, especially if you're talking about, you know, this thing going, it being a long series, I think Boston's probably the more physical team. They're one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. Now you're in a series, so you'll have you know, different ways to try to slow down KD and Kyrie. Kyrie going back to Boston.
No excuses from this team, though.
No,
I don't want to hear it. You lose tonight.
They can't lose tonight. I listen to Steve Nash talking about how, you know, with all the adversity, we put ourselves in a good spot. We finished with the 7. Okay, So take advantage of being the seven then.
Finish with the seven. Like that's some kind of great accomplishment for them this season.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the adversity that they're talking about, it's all self-inflicted adversity.
Of course it is. But here's the thing. I think that even though he says no, that Kevin Durant enjoys the drama, and I really believe that Kyrie Irving loves the drama.
Yeah, as long as at the end of the day, the drama leads to success. Because if you have all this drama and you, for some reason, lose both of these games and don't make the real playoffs, then what?
So are you into this game tonight? Or because they have kind of a safety net, if they lose tonight, they have a game on Friday, that you're not as into it?
No, I'm into this game. Mostly because I love watching Kevin Durant play basketball. And a little piece of me dies every time he goes and plays for Brooklyn because we were so close.
Why? You want him with the Knicks? Is that
why? Of course. How could you not want him with the Knicks?
Of course you do. Of course you did. Of course you would still love to have him on the Knicks. Tim Legler was on KJM yesterday morning. He said that the Nets' defensive issues are, in a word, concerning.
They're so porous defensively that it's hard to wrap your head around a team that flat out cannot string together 5-6 stops at an important time. And why is that so critical in the playoffs? Because that's how you dig out of an 8-point deficit in the fourth quarter, right? And they're going to be in that situation. You've got to stop people to give yourself a chance. And also to be able to hold a lead in a playoff game. You've got to be able to stop people to maintain that.
They just want to outscore you. That's all they want. They're not concerned about their defense. Now, I guess my question would be, does that change starting tonight? Are they able to make that change where defense has been secondary all year long and now they can make it a priority? Is that something possible?
Well, I think people would make the argument with people would answer that question by saying that's what they did last season in the playoffs.
As they turned it on.
And then the people that don't think that, will say, yeah, you haven't showed it to us all season long. I mean, a game that you had to win to lock up the seventh seed against, Indiana, and you gave up, 66 points in the second half. So, yeah, it sounds great because a lot of defense is effort and want to, but I don't know, that's a dangerous game, man. Dangerous game.
It certainly is. Well, they're in dangerous territory right now. And if you lose tonight, I'd be near panic for a game on Friday, especially if it was against Trae Young and Atlanta, who can go toe-to-toe with you scoring the basketball. Kenny in Jersey, good morning, Kenny. You're next up on 98.7.
Good morning, fellas. Hey, I got two quick points, and I'm sorry for the beeping in the background, but I got two quick points.
What is that beeping? I wanted to make. What is that?
And that's my truck, man. I'm a truck driver, so that's my truck. One of my senses ain't working properly, so.
Okay.
That's that. All right, check it out. The point I was trying to make is with KD and Kyrie, the Nets are a dangerous team. I don't care what seed they go in as, they're a really dangerous team. The joke of the whole league right now, the most delusional team is Philly, because they don't realize that they got a guy who's going to quit on them. They got a guy that's not really, a bulldog, a killer. So they're delusional.
Here's what I would say though: I would worry about yourself. I wouldn't be overly concerned about Philadelphia if I was Brooklyn.
Yeah, Philly's got their own problems, man. I mean, Philly understands. I think everyone in Philly knows. I think there's more concern in Philly, I think, than there is in Brooklyn right now.
Yeah, but I would just say, from Brooklyn's perspective, worry about your own house. I wouldn't worry about Philadelphia and what they're going to
do. Well, of course, but with the whole Harden thing and everything else.
Yeah, I understand. They're public enemy number one. By the way, so let's see if I understand this. He has beeping noises in the truck. Something's clearly not working right, and his first thought is, let me call the guys and give my take on the postseason in the NBA.
Well, no. I mean, what's his choices? I mean, the truck is broken. The sensor's broken, so it's not going
to
stop.
No, I understand that, but maybe he would make a call to remedy that situation?
I'm sure he did. I mean, it's not like you just make the call and all of a sudden the sensor gets fixed. I mean, the sensor's it's broke. I hope he's safe.
I don't know.
The sensor's probably a big deal.
Maybe safety is secondary because he needed to get that Nets point in.
It was a good, solid call.
I thought it was a good call, too. It's just that it was a little jarring, all that beeping.
I like when Kenny calls, and I just hope I get Kenny. Just focus on your Nets, all right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I don't know, but all I hear, and I don't know if it was not intended for me or Santiago is setting me up for failure. He goes, don't worry, we're going to find something. And I was like, what? And then he just went silent.
No, I think they're working on CMT. I don't think it's anything nefarious.
You don't know that.
Oh, I know it.
Raymond, you have something going on which is not appropriate?
Well, you know what? Maybe I'll let you sit and stew. Maybe let you think about it for a little bit.
See, you've got something very
doesn't unclassy. Doesn't necessarily mean that I do or we do, but, you know, maybe it gives you something to think about.
But you might, is what you're saying.
We might not.
See, I don't. At least when I get annoyed at you, I don't dance around it. I go right after you.
Who's
dancing? You have to play these mind games with me.
Who's dancing? It's only a mind game if you make it a mind game.
I'm asking you a question. Why did you pop on into my ear and be like, oh, don't worry, we've got something. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then you said nothing.
It's a high possibility we're working on something for CMT.
And it involves me.
It may or may not.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
I want you to relax, all right,
DSJ? Why are you so paranoid?
Because I know you people.
Stop it. Okay, DSG, relax. DSJ?
What does that mean?
Doughy Steve Jobs, relax.
For God's sakes, enough with Jobs! All right, you know what? I don't want to be here anymore. the night show's available, right?
It is now, yeah.
Great, good. I'm going to put my resume in for that. I used to do nights. Maybe they'll bring me back there. I can do 7 to 10.
You've done that already. Why would you want to go back where you've already conquered?
We've done every time slot. We've done every available time slot.
To get away from Rick, to get away from RJ, to get away from you.
I'll find you. I'll resign here and join the night show.
No, I want to get away from you. I don't want you to follow me. You know what? It's big shoes to fill. Carlin did a great job. I think I could probably live up to those expectations. I'm going to talk to the powers that be and see if I can get onto the night show.
And now you're taking fat shots at Carlin? This is what we're doing?
I didn't take any fat shots at
big
Carlin.
Big shoes. I saw it. I know what
you're
saying.
Oh, my God. You're incredible. You're incredible.
We could rebrand the show. DPHO and Doughy Jobs. 7 to 10.
See, I don't know if I. If oh my God! Is a solo vehicle, pal.
No, it's not. It'll solo. It'll never be solo again.
I won't leave you high and dry. I will get Anita to join you in the mornings. It'll be Marks and DiPietro, and I will be at 7 o'clock at night, as far away from you on the clock as possible.
Don't tempt me. Do not tempt me. I saw Anita up at Bristol. I love Anita. Don't tempt me. I'm on the lookout for her scooter. I'm calling people. I'm putting out. I'm putting out flyers.
No, I don't understand. The scooter, RJ sent a text that the scooter's been found.
No, the scooter hasn't been found.
RJ, you sent the photo that showed us that the scooter was in fact found, no?
That was facetious. That was me coming across a scooter.
So you just came across a random scooter and joked around with us that, oh, don't worry, it's been found.
I saw somebody use a scooter to steal the rims off a car. They used it like they would the cinder blocks back in the day.
What does that have to do with anything?
No, it's the same. It's a scooter. Maybe that was the one.
I bought rims one time. What a terrible investment that was. Just sitting in my basement.
Yeah, you'll do anything.
I made some bad purchases.
A salesman must see you walk into the store and be like, fresh meat is what? Like, oh, God, let me go to him. No, no, no. Like, they're dragging each other by the collars. I got them. No, I got them.
Yeah, they smell the mark the second I walk in. They're no dummies.
And the story that I love is when your dad negotiated and he sits back down. How'd you do? Great. I got you the car at retail price, but I got you this keychain.
Yeah, beautiful keychain.
Beautiful, fresh keychain.
Thanks, Dad.
It's good. All right, so I saw this yesterday, and I thought of you, and I don't want you to blame me for this. I'm reading the article to you, okay?
Of course.
This is from The Athletic's Mike Sando. Did you see this?
I did not.
He reports the Jets have been turned down by many big-time free agents this offseason. Let me read you a little bit, and then you can react to it. An NFL executive told Sando that the Jets, quote, were in on a ton of guys and got absolutely nobody, including Tyreek Hill, who chose the Dolphins over the Jets when Kansas City granted him permission to seek a trade in March. Quote, they just don't have a selling point to players right now, one executive said. Quote, people don't know what to think of Zach Wilson. Players don't necessarily covet playing in that market, and guys who have choices tend to wind up elsewhere. They are in this weird purgatory at the moment. Jets went on to sign a bunch of second and third tier free agents. Did not make a huge splash this free agency. An improved performance from Wilson in 2022 would go a long way in luring big names in free agency to the Jets next offseason. So what do you think of that?
It doesn't surprise me. I'm actually happy that Joe Douglas has been involved. I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen? They're going to say no? I mean, you put yourself in a spot where you have money to spend, so they're trying to spend it. Upgrade the team. I mean, we talked about this when the whole Tyreek Hill thing happened. Once you found out that the other team was Miami, right? I mean, it's a.
It, you knew it was going to happen, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, do they have a great quarterback? I don't know. I don't think he's great, but it's Miami. I mean, it's no state tax. That's where he spends a lot of his time. So that's the selling point. And we just got done talking about Aaron Judge being booed. Like this, when your team's not good and you don't win a lot, this is not an easy place to play.
Oh, it's an impossible place to play. But I think, like, you can't overstate how important this season is for Zach Wilson. Like, it all, if he goes out there and he's good, it makes it easier on the defense. It makes it easier on the coaching. It makes it easier on the GM. This offseason, players are going to want to come here. Like, this one guy, really, and I don't think I'm overstating it, can define what the Jets are moving forward for years.
Yeah, well, you have something to sell now. Right? Like, I mean, the only way you're getting top-tier free agents now when, you know, you have question marks about your quarterback, your coach is going into year two, your defense stunk last year, you didn't win, is money. Like, we'll overpay you to come here, which is not what you want. That's not great. I mean, that's not how you build a successful franchise, like a long-term successful franchise. So you have to have something to sell. And so winning, I mean, if you're an offensive player and you have a great quarterback, we've seen that. I mean, we see how often that happens, is that guys have an opportunity to go play with great quarterbacks, like wide receivers or whatever it is. They'll take that opportunity. Maybe they'll take less money to do it. The Jets aren't even close to that yet.
Nope. So, I mean, listen, Tyreek Hill said no. DK Metcalf sounds like they're not going to get him. A.J. Brown, I guess the powers that be in Tennessee said we're not trading him. So I guess you're maybe your only resort is to go after the wide receiver in the draft.
Which I'm fine with. Which
yeah,
I'm fine with.
Of course you are. Of course you are. Listen, if you could get Metcalf with that 10th overall selection, it's not a bad play. But if you wind up with Wilson or Olave or Drake London and they turn into a big-time player, that's better for your franchise.
It's better. I mean, financially, it makes sense on the same timeline as the quarterback. You know, maybe it's easier on a Zach Wilson because, you know, the guy comes in as a rookie. Like, he doesn't feel pressure. Like, if you get Tyreek Hill or you get DK Metcalf, there's going to be some pressure from Zach Wilson to make sure he gets those guys the ball, right? There's not that same kind of pressure when, you know, it's a Garrett Wilson or a Drake London that steps in. Those guys are rookies.
Right. Right. And you figure that they would have some kind of connection with him right away, too.
I mean, I would hope.
Good players.
I mean, Zach Wilson's doing all the right things this offseason, right? Like, he's traveling around, throwing to his guys. They've added the tight ends. Braxton Berrios is back. I think Elijah Moore is a stud. They got to find a way to get Corey Davis more involved, and then you're going to draft the receiver.
I mean, you could argue you'll have if not the best receiver off the board, the second best receiver off the board. So
depending on where you want to take him. Yeah.
Well, I think Atlanta's going to go receiver at 8. It sounds like.
Well,
so,
no,
yes,
but I mean the mock draft we saw two mock drafts ago, they had the Jets taking a wide receiver at 4 to get their choice.
So would you? And that's assuming that Atlanta wants the same guy as you, right? Would you go Gardner? If Gardner's there at 4, would you go Gardner and then even if it's the second receiver? Or would you go with the receiver at 4 and then another spot at 10?
That's a good question.
This is what I do.
It would depend on what I thought the drop-off was. Like, if I was hell-bent on getting a corner, it would be, you know, what's the drop-off between Sauce Gardner and Stingley?
Right.
And then what's the drop-off of, you know, my favorite receiver and then...
Because it doesn't sound like there's a huge drop-off between London and Wilson.
It depends on what you want.
It feels like it's personal preference, too.
What you want, right.
Exactly. So maybe you still wind up with your number one receiver at 10 after you get Gardner at 4.
Yeah.
Certainly is possible.
Or you could take, you could take an edge rusher.
Just don't take Thibodeau. I think I'd like him for the Giants.
Well, it sounds like. I was watching NFL Live yesterday. They were talking about how teams feel about, and I asked Mel about this yesterday, Trayvon Walker. Like, he's like the wild card right now with this draft.
He could go anywhere from like 2 to 12, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's funny, I was talking to the boys yesterday, we were talking about the draft, and I'm so excited about it. And like, so Hutch, is there any chance Hutchinson falls to the Giants at 5? I said, no chance. He goes, and who's going to go 2? I said, that's the million-dollar question. I said, we have absolutely no idea.
No, you really don't. I mean, I've heard Walker... I've heard, we saw Hamilton up at 2. We've seen Sauce Gardner now up at 2.
I know Mel doesn't think so, but I've seen mocks that have Malik Willis going 2.
God, I hope that happens, Malik
Which
Willis.
Would make
Come
you
on.
So, I mean, the most excited you got yesterday, because we have the fruit basket on the line for via Santiago, the most excited you got yesterday was when he said he thinks Malik Willis could go 6 to Carolina. I mean, you guys should have seen the Zoom call. RJ, did you see it? He's dancing in his chair. His arms are up and around. He's so excited.
The basket brings out that kind of emotion.
And I think Santiago deserves a basket.
Well, here's the thing. He's getting a basket.
No, but from you, I mean.
Why does he deserve it from me?
Because you're – I mean, listen, I'm good at delivering whipped cream. I've seen the kind of basket that you send outside of the
– apparently I underwhelmed with the basket because it had an expired pastry in there.
It was a misstep. You try to get cute. You try to decide, you wanted to import some
pastry. You know what it was? I wanted the football-themed basket. Yeah. Was my problem.
Yeah, so, right. I mean, listen, now you know. You made a mistake one time, and now we rectify it when Malik
goes. But I just, Kenny Pickett, 6 to Carolina, and then he gets a beautiful fruit basket from you.
Oh, he won't even know what to do with the fruit basket that I'm sending. Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's go. I mean, RJ's been working on it. Apparently, there's special hidden tricks here in this CMT, so let's have at it.
To cuddle.
I would be a menace as a teenage girl.
To marry.
I don't want to give up the meat.
Or to trash.
I think I'm emotionally broken.
That is the question.
Cuddle, Marry, Trash brought to you by Jack Pack. And by the way, both of you, well, one of you will get an opportunity come basket delivery time to change the future of the group chat. You throw a little iPhone in there, changes everything.
No, he won't do it, though.
You want us to buy the guy a fruit basket and an iPhone?
I'm just saying.
Do you know how much an iPhone is?
Rick is a man of means, I've heard.
Yeah, because I can buy votes. Because for $40, you can buy votes. I'm the only one at the station that can afford that.
Rick has the means to buy the votes. Who doesn't have $40?
Listen, I hear things. So
here's the fear, though, RJ. I buy him the Apple, the iPhone, and the guy doesn't use it. He won't turn it on.
Raymond, if he buys you an iPhone, does that become your primary phone?
Probably not. Listen, just buy me a little ratty one. Like, buy me the oldest one you could find.
It's like a burner iPhone.
Yeah. I'm going to buy you a pager. How about that?
Oh, sure. That'll work.
I'm sure he had a pager back in the day.
Ray can conduct all his nefarious activity on the burner iPhone.
Buy him a pager and an earring.
Look at you.
Wow.
All right. Well. you guys just alluded to some mock drafts. So I was scoping some out yesterday. Three draft analysts, one Mel Kiper, who has another mock coming out tomorrow, so I'm sure his will likely change. Todd McShay and Jordan Reed. Dave, I believe Jordan Reed, who's not the former NFL tight end, I believe he's the one that, at least one of the people that had Willis going number two to Detroit. So
I did not see that, but I've seen a lot of people having Willis going second overall.
So, three different choices from those three men at who the Jets will take at number four. So, I want to get your thoughts. Kiper has Drake London,
Kiper,
the receiver out of USC. Todd McShay has Garrett Wilson, the receiver out of Ohio State. And Jordan Reed has Kayvon Thibodeau out of Oregon.
Ooh.
So, Cuddle, Marry, Trash, London, Wilson, and Thibodeau.
What I like best for the Jets? Is that what I'm
doing? Do you think they'll do?
What do you think happens?
What do I think?
It's a great question.
It is a good question. I'm surprised there's no sauce on this, though.
Well, he went with two wide receivers.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I can give you some sauce.
I'm sure you can. All right. I'm going to marry London.
No, see, don't do it. This is why you're a bad guy. This is exactly why you're a bad guy. Because you know the Giants pick at five. Don't take the emotion out of it.
Listen, how about this, pal? I'll do the CMT the way I do the CMT, and you do the CMT the way you do the CMT, okay?
So London is the Mel Kiper choice.
Okay. And then I will cuddle the Todd McShay choice of Wilson, receiver from The Ohio State University. I don't think the Jets are going to go with Kayvon Thibodeau. I don't. I haven't heard him linked to them all that often. I've heard Gardner linked to them more. So I will trash Kayvon Thibodeau from Oregon.
You put me in a tough spot here. You do. Because you have a defensive-minded head coach. The Jets haven't had an edge pass rusher in God knows how long. But he did say that there's no one in this draft like a Joey Bosa. So if that's the case, you use the fourth overall pick on someone you don't feel like is going to have that kind of impact. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to marry Garrett Wilson. I'm going to cuddle.
Oh, no.
What am I going to do now?
You don't even know.
Now you're mid-cuddle. This is a cuddle travel violation.
You have someone close to the bosom, and now you don't even know who it is.
This is like a verbal travel.
I'm trying to decide. I have the arm around, like I'm now trying to make my spoon move, where I'm deciding what I'm doing with my second arm.
Yeah, but you have both arms in the air. You can go left or right. We don't know where you're going.
That's a good point.
Just go
I'm
somewhere.
I'm very flexible. All right, I'll marry Wilson. I will cuddle. I'll cuddle Thibodeau, and I will politely trash London.
Wow. All right.
International warfare will start over there. Trashing London.
Frank Vogel gone in L.A. with the Lakers. Russell Westbrook spoke yesterday and was asked about Frank Vogel possibly having an issue with him.
I'm not sure what his issue was with me, or I'm not sure why, but I can't really give you an answer why things, we never really connected. Maybe that's something that he has to answer, but I never, from the get-go, was feeling like I was having to like try to prove myself to him and my capabilities and what I've been able to do for this game. You know, it's unfortunate, but it's really not kind of out of my hands.
So three different players on this team, for three different reasons, this Laker experiment didn't work. So I want you to cuddle, marry, trash, who is most to blame? Marrying who is most to blame? Is it LeBron for putting this team together? Is it Anthony Davis for being hurt all the time? Or is it Russell Westbrook for really just not fitting at any point with this team?
That's another great question. Another great question. Awful.
Sucking up to him, would you?
No, not sucking up. What an awful Russell Westbrook interview, too. I don't know why we didn't. Because you were terrible.
You stunk.
Right before that,
awful.
It was too long, so I didn't include it. He mentioned about not getting along with Vogel, that right before he got to L.A., he found out it was Vogel's anniversary, sent him a bottle of champagne, and then proceeded to say, I don't know why he didn't like me. It's like, well
wasn't there some reporting I've heard the last couple days where they were telling Vogel that he should sit Westbrook and he wouldn't do it?
There's a lot of reporting.
Because of what he's done for the game? Like, he had too much respect for him to sit him or have him come off the bench?
Yeah, there's a lot of reporting that Vogel wasn't really able to do anything he really wanted with this team.
All right, so, yeah, and I guess Kurt Rambis is very involved.
For God's sake, can you please
answer
the
question? Shut your face.
I mean, would you please? I mean, do we need to get into deep into the weeds with the Lakers?
So what do I have? I got LeBron, Westbrook, and Anthony Davis?
Yep.
All right, so I am going to marry LeBron for putting this thing together. I'm going to cuddle Anthony Davis for always being hurt. And then it's not Russell Westbrook's fault. I mean, they brought him in, so I will trash Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, that's an awful answer. I'm going to marry Russell Westbrook because Westbrook stinks. He does. He's such
but Russell Westbrook
dog.
Wouldn't be here if it wasn't for LeBron, jackwagon.
And that's why I will cuddle LeBron. And I'm not going to blame a guy for getting hurt, so I will trash Anthony Davis.
That's an awful. That's your worst answer in the history of the team.
Honestly, it's the only answer.
It's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
RJ. Play your own question. Go.
That black turtleneck is too tight.
RJ, you know what? I understand that your goal is to mock people and make them feel inferior to you, which is great. All right? But RJ, play your own game there.
I love the guy. I would marry LeBron here.
Yes. Then, who would you cuddle?
I would cuddle Russ.
Wow. See,
trash Anthony Davis. By the way, I hope Kenny's okay after this.
Since this ain't working properly, so... That's that.
Sensors ain't working properly. It's a good soundbite.
I love Kenny. I hope he's okay. All right. And finally, a lot of discussion about who Dave looks like today.
For God's sakes, enough with Jobs!
Wait.
In fact, I'm going to interrupt you. DPHO Rothenberg brought to you by Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer for a great deal today. All right, there you have it. That was CMT. Was it brought to you by, RJ?
Hold on. You listen, I had a feeling you'd go this way.
I don't want to play. I'm sick of being the butt of your jokes. But I did get a text from Ryan Hurley, said if I want evenings back, they're mine.
But wait, though. So Steve Jobs is one. Now, there's been some discussion in the past of Dave Gettleman. But a man who has recently really turned into the salt and pepper hair aspect of life, and that's
Chris
Carlin. That's George Clooney.
No, stop. Now you're sucking up.
Now he's back, though.
Oh,
so I'm giving you Clooney, Gettleman, and Jobs.
Doesn't look anything like George Clooney.
He looks a lot like George Clooney.
He's like if George Clooney had a brother that looked like Rocky Dennis, it would be Dave. He don't look anything like George Clooney.
We're going to lose
You're
him,
just
though.
Upset because I look more like Clooney than you.
My goodness.
All right, Dave.
I'm not playing.
Oh, come on.
You look like George Mooney. All right, I'll play. I'm definitely playing.
No, I'll play. I'll play. I'll marry Clooney.
Oh, here we go.
I'll cuddle Clooney. and I'll trash Gettleman. Because I don't, I, even if I was like an identical twin, if I was a Siamese twin to Dave Gettleman, I don't want to be associated with that
for
man
God's
at all.
For God's sakes, enough with Jobs!
At all.
All right, we all know where this is going. I am going to, I'm going to marry.
I don't look like Gettleman.
I am going to marry Dave Gettleman.
Of course you are.
Heavy marry. No prenup.
You really are, you're a bad person.
I might get him pregnant. How about that? I'm going to marry him. I am cuddling the hell out of him. I mean, you look like Steve Jobs. It's amazing. Doughy Steve Jobs today. It's doppelganger. And then you don't, yeah, trash, and you don't look like George Clooney's handsome.
I'm handsome. I look just like Clooney. Just because you look like Jesus Christ himself, don't give me a hard time with this.
This is a big boy league.
Oh, that's Cuddle Mary Trash brought to you by Jack Pocket Apple official state lottery games. Right on your phone. Good Friday coming up. Rick will be busy. Download the app and get your first Mega Million or Powerball ticket free using code ESPN.
And must then he's going to be resurrected.
Yeah, what's he going to be doing Saturday, though?
Saturday's the day of rest, and then Sunday's very active with the eggs and everything.
Didn't take RJ for the blasphemous type.
Must be 18 or older to play. I'm going to a bad place. If you're someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for terms of service.
Maybe skip a wedding and go to church, RJ. How about that?
That's a good point by you.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.